From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak. In a few minutes, we'll be hearing from Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. On today's program, Dr. Cairns continues his third message in a series of studies entitled Life in the Spirit, an examination of Galatians chapter 5, where in verses 22 and 23, the Apostle Paul sets forth the nine elements that make up the fruit of the Spirit. On the previous program, Dr. Cairns began to deal with the individual elements of the fruit of the Spirit in a message entitled Love, the First Fruit of the Spirit in the Life of the Christian. As we've seen, love is not only first in the list of the fruit of the Spirit, it is the sum of all the others. In producing this virtue, the Holy Spirit reminds us of the love of God for us by pointing us to Calvary, the greatest expression of God's love given in the sacrifice of His blessed Son. It is as we grasp the reality of the love of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for us that our hearts well up in gratitude for this incomprehensible love. Dr. Cairns will be with us shortly. First, please enjoy this devotional thought from the pen of the great 19th century English preacher C.H. Spurgeon, as found in his Faith's Checkbook. Today's devotional is entitled Immortal Till Work Done. The text is Psalm 118 and verse 17. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord. A fair assurance this. It was no doubt based upon a promise inwardly whispered in the psalmist's heart, which he seized upon and enjoyed. Is my case like that of David? Am I depressed because the enemy affronts me? Are there multitudes against me and few on my side? Does unbelief bid me lie down and die in despair, a defeated, dishonored man? Do my enemies begin to dig my grave? What then? Shall I yield to the whisper of fear and give up the battle and with it give up all hope? Far from it. There is life in me yet. I shall not die. Vigor will return and remove my weakness. I shall live. The Lord lives, and I shall live also. My mouth shall again be opened. I shall declare the works of Jehovah. Yes, and I shall speak of the present trouble as another instance of the wonder-working faithfulness and love of the Lord my God. Those who would gladly measure me for my coffin had better wait a bit, for the Lord hath chastened me sore, but He hath not given me over unto death. Glory be to His name forever. I am immortal till my work is done. Till the Lord wills it, no vault can close upon me.
So
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We want to say that we're greatly encouraged by the response of you, our listeners, to these broadcasts. We're grateful for the letters, the emails, and the phone calls we've received from many of you, some wanting to say thank you and telling us how much the Lord has blessed your heart through His Word. Some have spoken of life-changing experiences found through the preaching of the gospel. Some have written to ask for the literature that we offer here on the program. We want to remind you of the LTBS audio magazine. This is available in CD format only and is similar in content to the LTBS quarterly magazine, containing articles of great spiritual interest as well as sacred music that will point you to the Lord Jesus Christ. You may have a free copy of LTBS audio magazine simply by writing to LTBS 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's LTBS, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. Also, if you enjoy the broadcast, you may like to visit our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget the word radio, ltbsradio.com. In this connection, we'd like to call your attention to a series of video features on the website. In these video clips, Dr. Cairns answers questions from both believers and non-believers regarding various issues, such as, why did Christ have to be baptized? How do we know the Bible is the Word of God? And is the emerging church dangerous? These video portions are listed under Q&A with Alan Cairns. You're sure to find these presentations to be informative and enlightening. Q&A with Alan Cairns is found on ltbsradio.com.
When you come to discover and consider the fruit of the Spirit in regenerated people, love comes right at the top of the list. Not simply because you may say it is most important, but because in actual fact, it does come first. It is the first thing the Holy Ghost produces in His ongoing work in the life of the believer. But the Holy Ghost witnesses in our hearts to the love of God for us. When He brings us to Christ, when He brings us into life, He uses the whole gospel to tell us, God loves you. In Romans 5, verse 5, we read that God has shed forth or poured forth His love in our hearts by the Holy Spirit, which is given unto us. The Holy Spirit then is the witness of the love of God in the lives of God's people. He witnesses to the love of the Father in sovereign election and in the covenant of grace. He makes the sweet truth of God's eternal purpose something that warms the heart of a believer. To the carnal mind, the thought of an electing God is something that is an insult to His autonomy. Man wants to sit upon the throne. Man wants to make God the puppet, while the will of man is the all-powerful thing, and that does not like any doctrine that levels the pride of the flesh in the dust and says there is a God in heaven who is God in every sense of the term, and He chooses His people from eternity, owing no man anything but hell. In grace, He has chosen a people whom He has given unto Christ in the covenant of grace, for whom Christ was appointed mediator to live and to die, to rise again, to intercede, and to bring to glory. I tell you, when the Holy Spirit regenerates a man, He comes witnessing of the sovereign love of the Father and makes that love of the Father a bulwark in the assurance of the believing soul and a great encouragement in the midst of all the vicissitudes of life. He witnesses of the love of the Son in the great sacrifice of atonement. The Holy Ghost constantly points God's people to Calvary and shows them there in the five bleeding wounds of Christ, in the thorn-crowned brow, in the broken heart, in the outpouring of the blood, in the finished work of the cross. He shows them the love of Christ for them, so that they can say with Paul, the Son of God loved me and gave Himself for me. However wretched I am, however ungodly by nature, however undeserving, as I look at my own heart, I look away to Calvary, and the Holy Ghost witnesses, Jesus didn't die to condemn me, but to save me. There's the witness of the love of God the Son in atonement. But the Spirit witnesses of His own love to us. The Scriptures do not speak much of the love of the Spirit in particular, as distinguished from the love of the Father and the love of the Son. But the Holy Spirit is God. It is God who loves us. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Spirit comes to remind us that every revelation He gives us through the Bible, applying it to our hearts, whether it be a revelation of our own sinfulness, a revelation of our own neediness, a revelation of Christ's fullness, a revelation of Christ's glory. Whatever the revelation is to a believing heart, the Holy Spirit comes to us to remind us, this is the evidence of my love for you. I regenerated you because I loved you. I sanctify you, and it may be sometimes even through affliction. I sanctify you because I love you. I indwell you because I love you. Oh, the love of the Spirit is a real love for all the people of God. I tell you, the Holy Ghost's first fruit is love, because he witnesses to us of the love of God for us. And thereby, I put the order here very deliberately. Follow me very carefully. By so witnessing to the love of the triune God for us, the Holy Spirit produces in us a love for God. A love for God is the first and natural result of the Holy Spirit's regeneration of our souls and his consequent revelation of Christ in our hearts. When you think of what the Holy Ghost does when he regenerates us, he makes us new creatures. What is the evidence of a fundamental change in the state of the soul? Well, you may answer that question in a variety of ways. One way would be to say, well, there is a new creature with a new outlook. Another way would be to say there is a new creature who now repents of sin. In many ways, I think that's the best way to put it, because repentance is the most clear, unmistakable evidence of a new nature that the Bible speaks about. Repentance, understood in its biblical meaning. Before conversion, before we are brought to Christ, the whole bias of our soul is selfward. Everything serves self. We would even make God Almighty serve self. That's what it is to be unconverted. There is no exception to that. You even look at the best acts of men, and these are the good acts. I certainly am not demeaning them in any way. But you take the highest pinnacle of decency and philanthropy that man can achieve, and you'll find at the end of it all that man's goodness always terminates upon man. That's an invariable rule. Most of us take that in the worst possible way, and we make all to terminate upon ourselves, not just on man generally or other men, but upon this man. But once God saves us, there is such a revolution in our will that the entire bias or disposition of the will is fixed on God. He is now the one who matters. Repentance, I tell you, is something more than stopping doing this and stopping doing that and being sorry for doing the other thing. It will include all those things, but repentance is a fundamental alteration in the bias of the will, away from self toward God. Just as faith is a fundamental alteration in the will, away from trusting in self and its merits to trusting in Christ and his merits. Instead of living to the end of our own glory, pleasure, or whatever, we now have before us the God of glory. And he is the one to whom we live and for whom we live. The Holy Ghost causes that change when he regenerates us. He enlightens our minds that we can think straight for the first time in our lives. He enlightens our minds. We see things in a new light. The hymn writer had a little of that in mind in what we were singing about this morning. Heaven above was softer blue, earth around was sweeter green. That's true. But it goes way beyond that. We think of God as we never thought of Him before. We think of Christ as we never thought of Him before. We think of ourselves as we never thought of us before. We think of eternity as we never thought of it before. We can now think God's thoughts after Him. There's a big subject for you. I'd better not get into that. It's one of my favorite areas of systematic theology. That's real thinking. When you think God's thoughts after Him, it comes with the enlightening of the mind. With the enlightening of the mind, the renewing of the will. Put all this together. I haven't forgotten what I was talking about. I'm just laying the groundwork. Put all this together. There was a time when we looked at Christ. We had to say, as Isaiah said, He hath no form nor comeliness, and when we shall see Him, there is no beauty that we should desire Him. But now, ah, what a difference. With Solomon, we say, yea, He is altogether lovely. With John the Apostle, we say, we love Him because He first loved us. You see, once we perceive by the witness of the Spirit His love for us, we're filled with gratitude. Don't you find this again and again in Scripture? The redeemed heart, I will praise the Lord. We were singing this morning from the Psalm 116. I recommend you to go home and look at that psalm most carefully. To pray down it verse by verse. I love the Lord because He hath heard my voice at my supplication. Because He hath inclined His ear unto me. Oh, think of that. Gratitude wells up within the heart of the believer. He has delivered mine eyes from tears, my feet from falling. He has taken my soul from death. Therefore, we praise Him. Bless God. We're filled with gratitude. Thanks be unto God for His unspeakable gift.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.